Okay, inshallah. Go ahead. Dr. Siddiqui, you can go ahead and start, inshallah.
You don't want to say anything introductory?
I can do that, yes. Let me do that, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you all for joining. Just a few other programs that we will be having. We have Heroes from Islamic History by Brother Ahmed Al-Mutawa. He will be discussing about companions Baqi bin Mukhlid, as well as Muhammad Al-Sha'rawi, for on Tuesday and Thursday, so please check that out. The link will be in the email newsletter. So if you haven't already, please join our mailing list. That way you will be informed of our upcoming links and programs, inshallah. If you have any questions or need of assistance, the ISSC office is available through phone at 714-531-1722. Or you can email us at office@isocmasjid.org. Also, please do not forget to donate generously during these difficult times. May Allah make it easy for us at give.isocmasjid.org, inshallah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي May Allah bless you all and keep you safe and healthy inshallah. May Allah remove this affliction, this waba, from us and from the whole humanity. We are, inshallah, continue our study of Surah Al-Baqarah. And we are going to study the 14th section, 14th ruku' of this surah. In the previous section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that people claim that Jannah is exclusively for them and without any proof, without anything that they can show that why they are the one who are the inheritors of Jannah. So the real thing is that you submit to Allah and do the good things. If some submits oneself to Allah and does the good thing, then yes, they will receive the reward from their Lord. So it is not the labels, it is not the titles, it is not the claims that make people worthy of Jannah. What will make them worthy of Jannah is Islam, aslama wajhahu lillah, that is submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being good to everybody, wa huwa muhsin. So that was the thing. And then otherwise people may say that we are right and they are wrong, all these kind of claims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Jews said that, Christians said that, even the mushrikeen of Makkah were making that claim that they are better than anybody else. Allah will be going to make the judgment between them. And then now we have come to this section number 14. So we are going to have 8 ayat today in our discussion. So let us look at them. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ وسعى في خرابها أولئك ما كان لهم أن يدخلوها إلا خائفين لهم في الدنيا خزي ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم ولله المشرق والمغرب فأينما تولوا فثم وجه الله إن الله واسع عليم. وقالوا اتخذ الله ولدا سبحانه بل له ما في السماوات والأرض كل له قانتون. بديع السماوات والأرض وإذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate. And who is more wrong than he who prevents the mosques of Allah from his name mentioning them, and who tries to ruin them? Such people were not to enter them except fearing. For them is disgrace in this world and in the hereafter a severe punishment. To Allah belong the east and the west. Whithersoever you turn, there is Allah's countenance. Indeed, Allah is all-embracing, all-knowing. They say Allah has taken a son, exalted be He. His are all things in the heavens and on earth. All are submissive to Him, subservient to Him. Originator of the heavens and the earth, when He decrees a matter, He only says to it, be, and it is. So first thing is, it was mentioned in the previous ayah, that the mushrikeen, the polytheists of Mecca, they claim that they are the guardians of the Kaaba, and they are better than anybody else. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that who is more wrong than the one who prevents people from enter the mosques of Allah and mention His name and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they were preventing people to come to the to Kaaba according to their own claim and making it difficult for people to visit the Kaaba. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is zulm. Zulm has many meanings. Zulm is doing injustice, zulm is doing wrong. Anything that is wrong, it's zulm. And zulmun duna zulm, there are different kind of zulm. Big zulm, small zulm. This is a zulm, this is something absolutely wrong that people prevent other people from the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only this masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word plural, masajid. The context is of course of Masjid al-Haram of Mecca. But Jews did that in their history. They prevented people from coming to the places of worship, and Christians did that before that. And now the mushrikeen of Mecca were doing it. So this is all wrong. Anybody will do that. Masajid, for the plural of masjid, literally it means the place of sajda, because sajda is the most important part of the prayer. And أَقْرَبَ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَهُوَ sajid. The person is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he or she is in sajda. And from this came the name for the place of worship is given masjid. The place of sajda.
Sorry to interrupt you. Can you share your screen? That way we can see the ayat.
My PowerPoint is not shown.
No, so you need to click on share screen at the bottom.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. The green button.
Can you see now? Share screen.
Yes, inshallah. Continue.
So we are talking about, sorry for the interruption, that we are talking about that masajid are the places of ibadah, places of worship. And why the masajid are built? They are built for the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's name is mentioned there. Fi buyutin adina Allahu an turfa wa yuzkara fi hasmu. In Surah Al-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the purpose of the masjid is that masjid, these buildings are raised so that Allah's name is mentioned. And zikr is a general word which is used for salat. Aqim as-salat al-dhikri. That is mentioned in Surah Taha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wa aqim as-salat al-dhikri." And do the salat for my zikr. So there is no other zikr better. There is no zikr better than the salat. And masajid are to be used for salat. And if somebody stops salat in the masjid, does not allow people to come and pray in the masjid, then this is a zulm. And this is the great zulm, very great zulm. And also not only that, but sa'afi kharabiha. Kharab means that make the masjid empty. Nobody is coming there. Masa'afi kharabiha, make an effort to make it ruined, make it deserted. That is what so they were only picking their own people and only their people come, nobody else will come. That is the zulm that was happening. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُولَٰئِكَ مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ أَن يَدْخُلُوهَا إِلَّا خَائِفِينَ. People should go to the masjid trembling in awe, in reverence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The khawf is used in different meanings in Arabic language. Khawf means fear, but khawf also is فَلَا تَخَافُهُمْ وَخَافُونَ. Do not fear the others than Allah. Only Allah you fear. But fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mean the fear of a beast, na'udhu billah, but fear of somebody who is great, somebody who is more majestic and great. So majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So enter the masajid with the feeling of awe, with the feeling of reverence. And those who do not do that, for them there is disgrace in this world and in the akhirah. And in the akhirah there will be severe punishment. So masajid are supposed to be open for the people so people can go and pray. But our scholars also say that masajid can be closed after the prayer if there is a problem of safety and security of the masjid. So masjid doesn't have to be open 24 hours. But they should be open especially at the time of prayers or during the daytime. At night you can close the masjid. So mana'a masajid Allah means in general way. One cannot say that masjid never should be closed. However, if you have a safety and security and arrangement is done, yes, you can keep it open all the time. The second thing is, if there is a fear of some disease, some kind of, as it is now, epidemic, or some war is going on, some other problem, then you can close it temporarily. Not forever, temporarily. So temporary closure of the masjid, temporarily telling the people don't come to the masjid for their own safety, it is permissible. So one cannot use this ayah to say, well, Allah said that don't prevent people from coming to the masjid. Yes, masjid should be open. Masjid should be available to the people for salat, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to read the Quran, to learn. But at the same time, one has to observe the safety and security of the masjid and safety and security of the people who come into the masjid. So this ayah is for a specific reason that was given, and one should not abuse this ayah or misinterpret the ayah. So man azlam mimman mana'a masajid Allah an yuzkara fi hasmu wa sa'a fi kharabiha. So these are people that were closing the masjid in order to make the masjid deserted and ruined. And such people will have, of course, disgrace and punishment in the Akhirah. Disgrace in this world and punishment in the Akhirah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, East and West both belong to Allah. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرَقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ فَإِنَّمَا تُوَلُّوا فَسَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. So people used to think that the prayer can be done only in one direction. Some people thought that east is the direction and all west is the direction. Yes, you can have a direction, but do not think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is restricted to any direction. So you direct Qibla, yes, there is a Qibla. And we turn towards Kaaba for our Salat. Some people turn towards east. Some people turn towards the west. But the real thing is to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everywhere. Samma wajhullah. That is literally the face of Allah. That means you can be in your communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at any direction. But why Qibla is given is so that bring the people closer to each other. So we don't worship the Qibla, but we worship the one to whom the Qibla directs, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah wasi'un alim. Allah is all-embracing and all-knowing. Wasi'. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all over. And there is no restriction to Allah. Restriction is for us human beings, but not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah wasi'un alim. And He knows who prays and who does not pray and what people are praying. That is all known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is general concept and there is a particular concept. The particular should not be made in such a way that you forget the general. The general is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, east and west all belong to Allah. Allah is not restricted to any direction. But particular is that for the sake of organization, for the sake of bringing the unity and harmony, yes, there is one direction. And you follow that direction. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. And they say Allah has taken a child. Now, this was, Christians say that Jesus is, na'udhu billah, son of God. The mushrikeen of Makkah, they say that angels are the daughters of God. And the Jewish people, especially those who were living in Arabia at that time, they said that Uzair is the son of God. So many people said this kind of claims. And even before that, other groups, that groups of polytheists and people who worship many gods, they had this claim that God has child or God has sons or daughters. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Subhanah. Glory be to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is over and above all that. That He would have a son or a daughter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything in the heaven and earth belong to Him. He is the creator of all. And all are obedient to the will of Allah. Kullu lahu qanitun. Even those who do not submit to Allah, such as human beings, they are under the will of Allah. They are subservient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They cannot do anything against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحًا. Everything in the heaven and the earth submit to Allah. And they know they submit. وَكَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. And many human beings do that. But some of them, they don't. So kullu lahu qanitun means they are under the will of Allah. And if they submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is good for them. If they don't, they are in many parts of their existence, their being, their life, how long they live, and when they are going to die, and the body, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forms, is all under the command of Allah. It is just the will, their will that Allah has given them freedom. And if they use their will in the right way, they will receive the reward and they will be called Muslims. But if they don't, then they should know that 99.9% of their being is under the will of Allah. A very small part of this that with which they have freedom. So Badi'u samawati wal ard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the originator of the heaven and the earth. And everything is under his command, under his rule. And it does not take him any time to implement his command. If he wants to do something, he says be and it becomes. You know, that is very nicely put in the book of Genesis in the Bible, that when Allah created the heaven and the earth, he said that let there be light, and it was light. Let there be water, and there was water. So that is the thing. Innama yaqulu lahu kun fayakun. So for Allah, it doesn't take any difficulty, any time. I mean, if he gives time, he created the heaven and the earth in 6 days, doesn't mean that he needed 6 days. That kind of giving 6 days for the creation is for the benefit of the creation. And we don't know the length of the 6 days, whether these are 24-hour 6 days or 24 million years of six days. So the time is relative. Sometimes the Quran uses the word yom for day and night, 24 hours. Sometimes the Quran uses the word yom for 1,000 years. Or sometimes uses the word yom for 50,000 years. So this is the length of the day is relative. The length of the day is just a measurement of time and how long, how it is. But so sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created certain things through this time factor. But there are many things, and of course Allah has power to say anything and do anything. فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. So that is Allah's power, that's Allah's majesty. Allah cannot be restricted to any place, to any direction. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. He does not need a child. He does not have to have a consort. And through that consort, he will beget a child. So neither he is beget, nor does he beget, nor is he begotten. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. So that is the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is alone, unique in his being. There is no one like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Laysa kamithlihi shay. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And he hears and knows everything. So very important points here, mentioned here, that respect of the sacred places and have correct belief. And don't make just claims, but have correct belief. And the places of worship has to be respected. Now, another point that I would like to mention here is that in Islam, the places of worship of all religions are respected. And it is not allowed to disrespect the places of worship of any people, whether you agree with them or not. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hajj, وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ لَهُدِّمَتْ صَوَامِعُ وَبِيَعٌ وَصَلَوَاتٌ وَمَسَاجِدٌ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned first, صَوَامِعُ. صَوَامِعُ are the places of monks. And then the temples and the churches and all of the different places of worship. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that it is permissible to stand up and defend against the destruction of the places of worship, even of other peoples, other faiths. So that is the very important point and principle that one should remember. And then places of worship, of course, masajid. You have to respect them much more. مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ أَن يَدْخُلُوهَا إِلَّا خَائِفِينَ. That is, enter them with respect. with honor, sukoon, as the Prophet said, do not raise your voices unnecessarily inside the masjid, and you come to your salat, wa alaykum at-tama'nina, wa alaykum as-sukoon, that you have tranquility and peace. In a peaceful way, you come to the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the point that we mentioned here is that masajid are for the zikr of Allah. At chapter 24, verse 36, fi buyutin adhina Allah wa anturfa'a. Allah has allowed, wa yuzkara fi hasmu. Allah has gave you permission to raise the masjid, build the masjid, and it is for the purpose of zikr of Allah. And the salat is the zikr, as you mentioned, mentioned in Surah Taha, ayah number 14, aqim as-salat al-zikri, and make the salat for my zikr. And it is wrong to prevent people from the zikr of Allah, that means salat, in the masjid, in the masajid. People should enter the masajid with awe and reverence, respect, and a reference to the objectionable behavior of Jews, Christians, and polytheists of Mecca. And of course, some Muslims' behavior today. They should not do that. And masajid can be closed after the prayer for security, because you have to protect the masajid. Nobody there, and you leave it, and then maybe some wrongdoers will come and they spoil. They do some mischief. And masajid can be closed temporarily in the situation of war or a pandemic. May Allah SWT remove the pandemic. And then we mentioned the point, Allah is not restricted to the east or west. And then in the verse number 116 and 117, that is, some thought that Allah is like a human being to have children. Allah is creator of all. Badi'u samawati wal ardh, originator. Badi'u is someone who creates without any previous example. That means originator. وقال الذين لا يعلمون لولا يكلمنا الله أو تأتينا آية كذلك قال الذين من قبلهم مثل قولهم تشابهت قلوبهم قد بينا الآيات لقوم يوقنون إنا أرسلناك بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا ولا تسأل عن أصحاب الجحيم ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم قل إن هدى الله هو الهدى ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعد الذي جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله من ولي ولا نصير الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يتلونه حق تلاوته أولئك يؤمنون به وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمَ الْخَاسِرُونَ. And those who do not know say, why Allah does not speak to us, or a sign come to us? Thus said the people before them, like they are saying. Their hearts are alike. We have indeed made the signs clear for the people of firm faith. We have indeed sent you with the truth, as a bearer of good news and a warner, and you shall not be accountable about the people of hell. Never will the Jews and or the Christians be pleased with you unless you follow their community. Say, indeed, Allah's guidance is the true guidance. And if you were to follow their whims, after the knowledge that has come to you, there will be no helper or protector for you against Allah. Those to whom we have given the book recite it as it should be recited. They believe in it. Those who reject it, they are indeed the losers. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Prophet peace be upon him, said that Allah spoke to him. And Allah has given him the message. Allah has sent him the book. And they said that the Mushrikeen of Makkah, the deniers of the message of the Prophet ﷺ, they were saying, why Allah is not speaking to us directly? Laula yukallimuna Allah. Or send a miracle. Oh, ta'tina ayah, we see some ayah. Allah says, that's what happened to the followers of Jesus, peace be upon him. They kept on asking him, give us, show us the miracle, show us the miracle. The followers of Moses said that to him. كَذَلِكَ قَالَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِثْلَ قَوْلِهِمْ. So deniers can find any excuse. They have simple, similar kind of mindset, similar kind of crooked thinking. Instead of paying attention to what is said, why it is not I, I'm not getting it directly myself. Allah says, we have explained. And the Quran tells you again and again, what is its message? So those who want to believe, those who want to have firm faith, for them there is a clear message there. There is no need that every person, that Allah speak to every person directly. There is no need that every person receive a miracle or a book. That is not the need. The need of the human being is that Allah choose a good person, a righteous person, and that person receive the message of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he guides the people, be the role model, and that's what it is needed. That is, you find that in Surah Al-Furqan. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَنَا الْمَلَائِكَةَ أَوْ نَرَى رَبَّنَا لَقَدْ اسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ وَعَتَوْ عُتُوًا كَبِيرًا. Those who do not hope to meet with us, they say, why don't we see the angels ourselves? Why we don't see our Lord? And this is the istikbar, this is the arrogance. And because in their arrogance, they don't want to believe. So they make all kinds of excuses. And they said in Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى تَفْجُرَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ يَنْبُوعًا أَوْ تَكُونَ لَكَ جَنَّةٌ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَعِنَبٍ فَتُفَجِّرَتْ فَتُفَجِّرَ الْأَنْهَارَ خِلَالَهَا تَفْجِيرًا أَوْ تُسْقِطَ السَّمَاءَ كَمَا زَعَمْتَ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا وَتَأْتِيَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ قَبِيلًا أَوْ يَكُونَ لَكَ بَيْتٌ مِّن زُخْرُفٍ وَتَرْقَى فِي السَّمَاءِ وَلَن نُؤْمِنَ لِرُقِيِّكَ حَتَّى تُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا كِتَابًا نَقْرَأُهُ قُلْ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّي هَلْ كُنْتُ إِلَّا بَشَرًا رَسُولًا. So they say, and this is أَوْلْ تَأْتِينَ آيَةً, bring us some miracle. So the people of Mecca said to the Prophet ﷺ, we are not going to believe in you or believe for you unless you open up a spring for us. We see that water is gushing out. Or you show us that you have a garden of dates and grapes, and the rivers are flowing through that. Show us something like that, that you are possessing a big garden, and the garden of grapes and date palms and all of this thing. Or let the heaven fall upon us, as you are saying. Or تسقط السماء كما زعمت, bring عذاب, نعوذ بالله. Oh, you say God and his angels come together in a group. So we see God, we see Allah. And we see the angels of Allah. Or you have a house made of gold. Or we see you going up on a ladder to heaven. And we will not believe you, in you, even if you go to heaven, even if you, in front of our eyes, you climb a ladder, we shall not believe you unless you bring a book in your hand which we can read ourselves. حتى تنزل علينا كتابا نقرأه. So this is kind of arrogant behavior and challenging the Prophet with stupid thinking, foolish thinking. And the Prophet Allah says, tell them, Subhana Rabbi, hal kuntu illa bashara rasula. Am I a magician? Am I a miracle worker that anytime somebody comes and say, do the miracle and I'll do the miracle? I'm a human being. I'm only a human being. Allah has sent me as a messenger. I'm the messenger of Allah. I'm giving you the message. So pay attention to the message. Listen to the message. And the message is, has a guidance for you. So the same point is here. قَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ لَوْلَا يُكَلِّمُونَ اللَّهُ وَتَأْتِينَ آيَةً. So these people who do not know, that means they do not read. They have not read the books. They were saying that the mushrikeen of Makkah, لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And of course, those who had the books, they were also acting like as if they do not know. كَذَلِكَ قَالَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِثْلَ قَوْلِهِمْ تَشَابَهَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The previous people said the same thing. Same way Musa alayhi salam was challenged, same way Isa alayhi salam was challenged, and other prophets of Allah. And Allah says, Allah is plain. Ayat. قَدْ بَيَّنَّ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يُقِنُونَ. Ayat here is used in the sense of the message of Allah. So Allah has explained his message for the people who want to believe. And Allah says, we have sent you, inna arsalnaka bilhaqti bashiram wa nazira. So, O Prophet, we sent you indeed with the truth. So you are truly the Prophet of Allah, and you bring the truth. Wa bilhaqq anzalnahu bilhaqq nazal. Inna arsalnaka bilhaqq. So with truth he came and the truth he brought. So we sent you truth. Bashiran wa naziran. So you are the bringer of good news. The news of salvation and success in this life, in the life to come. And Allah's blessings and Allah's favors, Allah's mercy, Allah's kindness. All of this if you follow. If you don't follow, then nazir, warner. Reminder. Nazir is somebody who tells you the consequences of the denial. So Allah sent him as a Bashir and as a Nazir. So a lot of good news in the message of the Prophet. And then also warnings. Here and there you'll find warnings. And وَلَا تُسَلُوا عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ. And you convey the message. Because sometimes the Prophet was worried. Why people are not accepting and why they are going to hell? Why they are going to be punished? Allah says, you are not going to question about that. Your job is to convey the message. وَمَا عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ. For you is to convey the message. You are not going to convert the people. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتُ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. You cannot guide whosoever you will, but Allah guides whosoever he will. So convey the message as best as you can. Udu ila sabil rabbika bil hikmah wal mu'izati al hasana. Invite to the way of your Lord with wisdom, with good preaching. When they argue with you, argue with them in a nice manner. But again, you are not responsible for those who deny. You are not accountable. So Allah is not going to judge you because so-and-so denied you, because you convey. And Rasulullah ﷺ did that. He conveyed the message, and in his last pilgrimage, when he was standing in front of thousands of his followers, according to one report, there were 120,000 Sahaba, they were there. He said, Hal ballaqtu, hal ballaqtu. You are going to be questioned about me, and did I convey? And they say, بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَةَ وَأَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَةَ وَنَصَحْتَ الْأُمَّةَ. You conveyed the message. You guided the people. You gave them the message. So that is, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَلَا تُسْأَلُ عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ. So those who accept, Alhamdulillah, But those who do not accept, the Prophet was worried. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِرٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ أَسَارِهِمِ اللَّهِ يُؤْمِنُ بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. As if you're going to kill yourself, O Prophet, because they are not accepting. Allah says, yeah, you convey the message. And we know that it's something that is يَدِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. You feel it is hard upon you, what they are saying. But Allah says, Allah, I'm watching for that. Allah has not made you a guardian over them. Allah has not made you somebody who can force them to accept. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَ حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. So don't try to please everybody. Please Allah. Everybody wants you to follow their way. They say, follow our way. And they follow our way. So the issue is not that you please this one or please that one, because you cannot please everybody. Yes, we try to please people, but not by compromising on the principles. Principles are there. So rida of the people is good, but not the rida of the people against the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, making the people happy and making the people pleased, fine, do that. But not against the principles, against the values. And they will not accept you unless you become like them. Hatta tattabi'a millatahum, become part of their community. So you cannot do that. You can only do follow the huda. قُلْ إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى. I am the one looking for the guidance. And the guidance of Allah is the real guidance. So huda is from Allah. Hawa is from the human being. So we follow the huda, not the hawa. Hawa is the whims. People's own ideas and their own thinking. قُلْ إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى. Say the guidance of Allah is the real guidance. وَلَيْنِ اتَّبَعْتْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. That is the plural of hawa. So whatever they are saying is hawa, not huda. وَلَيْنِ اتَّبَعْتْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. So that is the point, that if you follow just the whims and the desires of other people, not the ilm, not the knowledge, the true knowledge, then nobody can save you from Allah. مَا لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. Then you will not have any friend, any helper against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So follow what Allah wants and pay attention to that. And whether it pleases the people or it does not please the people. We try to please, of course, we try to please people. We try to please everybody. We try to please our family, our parents, our neighbors, our co-workers, all the people. But even your parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنْ جَاهَدَكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِهِ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. If they force you to follow the wrong way, become polytheist, worship other than Allah, then don't obey them, but be nice with them in the worldly matters. So the same thing, if people of other faiths, they want you to change yourself, to change your faith, turn from against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no. But in the worldly matters, you can be good to them. Sahibhuma fi dunya ma'rufa. So in the worldly matters, yes, we try to be very good to people. Very accommodating. But when it comes to the principles are the principle. Inna huda Allahi huwa al-huda. The guidance of Allah is the guidance. Is the real guidance, the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if we don't do that, then we will be in trouble. Ma laka min Allahi min waliyin wala nasir. Allah said even to the Prophet. So what about us? Allah said to the Prophet, if you are going to change yourself simply to please somebody else or some other people, you will lose Allah. And there will be no one who can help you against Allah. There is no one who can come and say, I'll take care of you. Nobody can say that. Nobody can dare say that. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. Very beautiful way of bringing this point. Those whom we have given the book, they read this book. يَتْلُونَهُ. They do the tilawa. يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. So they recite it the way it should be recited. The way it should be recited means they recite it in a correct way, proper pronunciation, they try to do that, they do their best. But reading is not the only thing that you do. Tilawa does not mean only reading. Tala yatlu means to follow. To read, understand, follow, live by it, and give the message to others. All of these are hukukul Quran. These are our duties towards the Quran. Tilawatul kitab means the reading of the book, understanding of the book, following the book, and giving the message of the book to others. Alladhina atainahumul kitab yatulunahu haqqa tilawati. Ulaika yu'minuna bih. They are the ones who are the real believers. So I say, somebody say, amantu billahi wa amantu bil Quran, amantu bil kitab. I believe in Allah, I mean believe in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How you believe in the book of Allah? If you really believe in the book of Allah, then read it. Study it and follow it. They are the real believers in the book of Allah. There are a lot of people who say that they believe in the Quran, but how often they read the Quran? How often they read the Quran? Quran is very rarely read, even in the Muslim homes. So it is important. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. The true believers in the Quran, in the book of Allah, they are the ones who recite it, who read it. And read it not just for ritual, reading it and finishing one after another Quran. No. As it should be done. So they do it according to the principles and the values, understand that. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهِ فَوْلَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. And those who deny the book, they are not going to harm Allah. They are not going to harm anyone except themselves. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. They are the losers. They are the losers in this life and in the life to come. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, and by the token of time, that the history will tell you, many people are losers. إن الإنسان لفي خسر. Humankind are losers, except those who believe and do the good deeds. And they counsel each other, they remind each other about haqq and about patience. Tawasub al-haqq wa tawasub al-sabr. So haqq and sabr, both of these things are very important. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we pay attention to his book and read it as it should be read, understand it, follow it, and give its message to others. So in these 8 verses that we have, very important reminders, that is, respect the sacred places and have the correct belief, and then also follow Allah's guidance only. Hudallah, ذلك هدالله يهدي به من يشاء ومن يهدي الله فهو المهتدي. That is the guidance of Allah. Allah guides whomsoever He wills with that. And that those who follow, the guidance of Allah, they are the one who are really guided. May Allah make us from among them. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. I don't see any questions at this time.
Good.
So, you're welcome. That concludes our session, if there are no questions.
Barakallahu fikum. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'ah wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna ittinabah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم احفظنا من كل وباء ومن كل بلاء ومن كل داء اللهم احفظنا اللهم احفظنا اللهم كن معنا ولا تكن علينا يا الله ولا تؤاخذنا بما فعل السفهاء منا وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. بارك الله فيكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.